This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913. Made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
All right, final segment with Ezra Levant of Rebel Media. Another special guest joining us next segment. Now, there's like 20-something minutes of this footage, but here's just a few minutes of Avi Yamini being arrested in Melbourne. And then they come to his house, and they're very cryptic, middle of the night, and they're very threatening. They say, we'll be back tomorrow. So this is just for him out there covering it. They admit he did nothing wrong. Here it is.
I arrest no anything. It was quite peaceful until...
But this guy here is going to be placed under arrest right now.
Why am I under arrest?
I am media.
I've got my permit in my pocket. My permit is in my pocket.
I'm fine.
I've got my permit in my pocket. I work for Rebel News. I am lawfully here. I've got my permit in my pocket. My permit is in my pocket. I'm fine. I've got my permit in my pocket. I work for Rebel News. I am lawfully here. Can you grab that? And that's my
mic. They didn't care that he was lawfully there. They knew he was lawfully there. That's why they arrested him, because there was nothing else they could do to stop him.
Take me away with my hands still cuffed behind my back like I'm some sort of violent criminal. But what they didn't realize is I was still mic'd up and was recording everything.
Now we're going to his house.
That night, after not being charged with any crime, not even being fined, I got a visit in a clear attempt of intimidation.
I wasn't involved in a protest.
Okay.
I wasn't there, though.
So let's not dispute that.
Are you going to Channel 9 tonight? Are you going to Channel 9's house? Are you going to see the journalists in Channel 7, Channel 9? Are you going to their house tonight to compliance check?
If their name's on our list because they were processed for hindering, then yes, we will be.
This is secret police, folks.
So I was there as media.
Okay.
And the world scene is actually like the first 10 seconds of the arrest.
Yeah.
Which is not the whole video. I've got everything from the moment that you guys let me into the rally, checked all my...
All right, I want to give Ezra some time here. We've only got a few minutes left, but it goes on to cryptically. The full video is at Rebel Media. It's at InfoWars. Did you cryptically say, okay, we'll be back?
They went back to his house at night, no search warrant, to embarrass him and intimidate him in front of his kids. That's China-style oppression in Australia, a free ally.
Is it Chinese influence moving in, controlling most of the mines, most of the industry, most of the logging now in Australia? I mean, what the hell happened to Australia?
There is a lot of Chinese influence there and even more in New Zealand, but this is just police enjoying their new emergency powers.
Total abuse of power. Very shameful. Yeah, we hear about how our cops are bad all day, but this is truly bad.
Yeah, and the head of this Australian state of Victoria is a pro-China sympathizer. He signed a treaty with China that was illegal, the Belt and Road Initiative. He's a bit of a tyrant, a bit of a socialist. It's not China's influence. It's just... A perfect storm of socialists in power, out of control, emergency powers, police who didn't like Avi because he was a dissident journalist, and going to a home at night. I don't want to give the ending away here, Alex, but I can assure you that Rebel News does not take it lightly when the police harass our journalists at home. And let me say this, the police can expect a legal reaction from us. Maybe when Avi was a citizen journalist and didn't have the resources on his own, he would have had to take this lying down. But we go to the mat for our journalists when they are harassed, whether it's by Antifa or by rogue police. And as God is my witness, we will push back and defend Avi's freedoms, and in so doing, maybe increase freedoms for all Australians.
That's another point you make and he makes. The mainstream media won't even defend you guys or anybody else. It's pathetic. He caught them undercover admitting what happened was wrong, but doing nothing on the news. Ezra Levant, thank you so much for everything you do. RebelNews.com. Thank you so much, and Godspeed. We'll talk to you soon. Stay with us. There's a special guest going on.
Humanity is being domesticated. And we're not being domesticated to end war, as the Carnegie Endowment and the UN say. That's for proletariat consumption. When you read deeper into the transhumanist plan, it is the most megalomaniacal, psychotic thing you could ever imagine. Not even in, again, a science fiction horror movie could you come close to what this is actually going to look like. So remember, compliance with the mask, compliance with social distancing, compliance at the airports, all of this is training you for the post-human world. We're all being taught that we're non-essential. We must get people like the governor of Texas to wake up and say no and reverse himself. We've got to get Trump to go more on the offense, exposing COVID-19 as an overblown hoax. Yes, it's a virus. Yes, it kills people. Maybe 1% as bad as the flu, not 10% as bad. It's totally overblown, ladies and gentlemen, because it is the shoehorn to bring in the end of liberty and freedom as we know it.
Some of his work, but a few weeks ago I saw a film that had millions of views at the time, it's even bigger now. Michael Matt, the 25-minute breakdown, The Great Reset. And a lot of it was information we already knew. Some of it was info we didn't know, but I went and looked it up. It was accurate. I thought it was really powerful. So you can see it at 2.5 million views right there, The Great Reset, Davos and the plot to cancel Trump. You need to watch it. You need to share it. We're going to talk to him in a moment, but here's the first few minutes of the film.
I consider the Trump administration a danger to the world that will disappear in 2020.
What if I told you that Bill Gates, Greta Thunberg, Al Gore, George Soros, Prince Charles, and Cardinal Turkson were meeting in the mountains to plot a global new order to be established on the back of the COVID pandemic? An outrageous movie plot? Or is it absolutely true? Donald Trump and the Davos Connection, tonight from the editor's desk. Hello again, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Matt coming to you once again from the offices of the Remnant newspaper. Here's something you're not apt to hear on mainstream media. Of the 18 million people in the world who've been infected with the coronavirus, 10.6 million have recovered. This is according to the latest figures from Johns Hopkins University. In other words, the vast majority of COVID patients fully recover. This doesn't even factor in that the millions who've contracted it recovered and didn't even know they had it. Friends, we need to have a talk. I mean, let's be really clear right from the outset. COVID-19 is not a hoax, okay? Worldwide, over 650,000 people, mostly elderly, have succumbed to it. This is not a hoax. Even with skewed death reporting, which we know is going on all over the place, this is a very serious virus. But so was the H1N1, the swine flu of 2009, which claimed the lives of 500,000 people. So was the Hong Kong flu of 1968, which claimed the lives of up to 4 million people. Flu is a nasty business. Now, do you remember these previous epidemics, pandemics? Probably not. Why? Because the media didn't freak us out over those. The country wasn't shut down. Healthy people were not quarantined. Schools weren't closed. Church services weren't canceled. Why not? Because COVID is a thoroughly politicized virus. And we're getting conflicting recommendations from the experts that get just a little more absurd every week.
Doctor, your colleague, Dr. Fauci, has suggested recently that goggles would work even better or in addition to. You're talking about masks. People have come around to the reality of that. Are we going to look at more demands based on what Dr. Fauci has said?
Well, I've seen really great face shields, and I've seen them around the country. You know, I've been out to 14 states. The administration sent me out, and I've gotten to see a lot of exciting face masks out there. And face masks that come from the bottom up, and I think that's really, I think people, the American people are innovative. Those are actually pretty easy and straightforward to make. Many universities and those who have printers are making face shields now, so these 3D printers can really increase that production, and I think others are making them, and they can be decorated.
So, Dr. Well, no one's really interested in decorations. I want to know whether face shields or goggles is something we're going to hear next.
And this isn't even funny. I'm so glad to see the guys from Fox over there are openly mocking this woman. I mean, people are losing their jobs. They're losing their homes. They're losing their mental health over this. Their kids aren't going back to school. They can't go to church. And this delusional woman with the scarves thinks that we're going to get a kick out of decorating our face shields? This is day 170, I think, of the 15 days to slow the spread, Dr. Birx. Do you have any idea of what the hell you're talking about?
All right, folks, we are back. I want to play a few minutes of the film. Michael Matt is the founder of Remnant TV and is the current editor of Remnant, the oldest traditional Catholic newspaper in the world. And we're going to go over his whole background, but remnantnewspaper.com on Twitter, Michael_J_Matt, YouTube, the Remnant video. And I really appreciate him coming on. He did a great job breaking this down. I wanted to get his view just on the world today and how we fight back against this. The universities are bringing in the contact tracing, the apps to go to parks in Austin. They want your name and number. They admit for apps that are coming. This is big tech tracking us everywhere. China's celebrating all this. I mean, his view on where the world is today and who the different forces are that are battling each other. Thanks for joining us, and great job with your work, sir.
Thank you very much, Alex. Good to be here.
We have about 4 minutes till break. You've got the floor here. Tell us about yourself, about the film, about the work you're doing.
Well, it's kind of interesting. There's an overlap, I suppose, in our work here at the Remnant TV with what you've been doing for so many years. I guess we might call it the reign of the Antichrist. I mean, we've been thinking that the infiltration of the Catholic Church was significant to all this for many, many years, decades, in fact. We've been believing and been preaching and trying to raise awareness on this question. And now it just seems like it's sort of melded into this whole new world order. It's all coming out in the open now. The Great Reset is part of all of that. The green movement, the sustainable development goals of the United Nations. And what's really interesting is the connection, I think, between the so-called traditional Catholic fight. What we've been trying to say for years is they infiltrated the church. They had to get the Catholic Church out of the way. Whatever you think of the Catholic Church, it was a moral authority for a couple of millennia. So they had to kind of break it down and fundamentally change it, which is what they're doing in the human element of the Catholic Church. And I think that's something that might be interesting to some of your viewers and your listeners, is the connection between all of this and the Catholic Church. I lately it seems with Pope Francis, almost like he's the chaplain of the New World Order. You know, he's just in lockstep with Antonio Guterres, with the United Nations. He has Jeffrey Sachs, you know, in and out of the Vatican constantly now. And they're preaching the very same message. They've moved away from a spiritual, again, I think whether you're Catholic, Christian, it doesn't matter to this discussion. They're no longer preaching the message of Christian morality or the idea of the soul and heaven and hell. Not so much anymore. Now it's green. Now it's about sustainable development. Now it's about the planet. It's about Pachamama. It's about our common home and all of this stuff. And they're very at home now. The folks in the Vatican are very at home with the folks in the United Nations, which for practicing Catholics is a problem, because whether you like the church is teaching vis-a-vis abortion and things like that, contraception, the reality is those teachings are still on the book on the books in the Catholic Church. They're still in our catechisms. But the folks in charge, folks in the Vatican especially, are in a way deceiving the world, because they're pretending as though the Catholic Church has evolved and we don't care about those issues, those moral and spiritual issues anymore. And all we care about is our common home. And we're so woke and we're so, you know, ready to play ball with the UN. And it really is a deception. It's a deception going on inside the Catholic Church. They've moved away from the point and purpose of the church. They've moved away from the point and purpose of the Bible, in a sense. If you think about you know, heaven and hell, the four last things, which is what the Catholic Church is all about. Well, they don't talk about that anymore. They don't talk about sin anymore. They don't talk about the afterlife. Now it's just the common home and the environment.
Well, exactly. So Michael, let's talk about that when we come back, because there's always been a struggle between good and evil in any Christian organization. Obviously, there's been good and bad in the Vatican, the Catholics, whatever, the good and bad in Protestants, whatever, but there's good and evil in this world. Now evil and good is out in the open. World government's out in the open, and Revelation is beginning to be fulfilled. And like you said, this new pope is 180 degrees from Pope John Paul II, who was anti-communist. This guy's pro-communist. He lives behind 100-foot walls, but we can't have walls. I mean, this guy is the chaplain for the New World Order. You've done a lot of special reports, a lot of films, a lot of docu-news pieces, but the Great Reset is their arrogance, where they're out in the open admitting their agenda, and it's just incredible. The Great Reset, absolutely. Davos and the Post, American system. It's called the Great Reset. Davos and the plot to cancel Trump, but I see it as the post-industrial world. We'll come right back to Michael Matt on the other side here and lay this out. Very well-spoken, very smart fella. I don't care if you're black, white, old, young, male, female, Catholic, Protestant, Muslim, whatever. If you want to live under Satan and the mark of the beast and the digital currency and the world government and the forced inoculations, then you're an idiot. And we better just get back to God versus the devil, because that's all that's ever has been, all that ever will be. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, we now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
You know, when I get down and I see the massive censorship against us, I just find all these amazing, interesting, smart people out there that are fighting back. That makes me realize that we're going to make it with God's help through all this. I'm your host, Alex Jones, Michael Matt. I'm as far as familiar with his newspaper, seen a few of his videos, thought he has a nice voice. He's well-spoken, smart guy. But then I got hooked a couple weeks ago watching this video. So I watched another 10 or so of his breakdowns. They're really excellent. And it just makes me sleep at night better knowing he's out there. Michael Matt, remnantnewspaper.com. So getting back to what was it like for you to already be aware and already see this? And then to see this new pope come in that's 180 degrees away from, you know, Christian or Catholic canons or just basic Christianity, the Bible. And then where do you think this is all going? Because it's so obviously a post-human world. It's causing mass starvation worldwide. It's all based on fraud. It's so incredible. Because, I mean, I agree with you. COVID's not a hoax. It's a scam. It is a virus. It kills some old people that are debilitated. Anybody will die from any virus that doesn't have essential vitamins, minerals. But behind it is a much larger agenda, and I think people are finally getting that.
I think it's just really important for people to make that admission, which you've made, and of course we try to make, because otherwise you get tripped up by people saying, well, you know, I have a friend whose grandmother died from this. You guys are insensitive. And the idea is not to be insensitive. The idea is, yeah, people are dying from this, but you have to become aware of how they're exploiting this. And you ask how, you know, what's it like for us as Catholics? I got to tell you, Alex, I mean, it's heartbreaking because when I'm talking to you right now, I presume you're not a Catholic. It's it's a scandal for me to have to sit here and say, you know what? All the way to the top in our church, we have been infiltrated and they are on the same page now as the sustainable development goals of Jeffrey Sachs and Ban Ki-moon. And that is so hard to say, Alex. That's something I put off saying for a long time. But we're to the point now where I think we're running out of time. You know this. So as you say, whether you're Protestant, you're Catholic, whatever you are, we need to come together and say, if we don't come together now and put theological differences, I'm not saying go along to get along theologically, because I'll have a debate with you on theology anytime you want. But right now, they want to shut religion down. They want to shut us all down. You know this. They want to silence you. They want to silence us. They got people like the Southern Poverty Law Center, you know, out there calling us racists and haters and all this stuff. And, you know, the media, mainstream media, eats it up, takes the notes, you know, and broadcasts it as truth. They are already, the noose is already tightening around our neck. I know it's been tightening around your neck, obviously. We have this sort of new, you know, the neo-Gestapo going on right now. And when COVID came along, we really did learn something, how close we are right now. And so, yeah, to answer your question, as far as the Vatican is concerned, we have begged the Vatican. We've written open letters. We have people like Cardinal Raymond Burke, you know, who's gone to Pope Francis and says, can you please explain some of these radical changes that you've got in mind for the Catholic Church? No answer. He doesn't bother to answer because the only people Francis seems to care about right now are the folks at the United Nations, are the mainstream media people, and transforming. So we're having a great reset right now in the Catholic Church. And the Catholic Church, I think that's why guys like Jeffrey Sachs are always going in and out of the Vatican, because they need the moral authority of the Catholic Church. They need the blessing and the absolution, if you will, of the Catholic Church. And right now, people need to realize this. They are getting it. The Vatican is completely in bed with them. Pardon the pun, or the expression. So I think, yeah, I think it's really important for all of us to realize we need to go to our whatever religion you are, you can't count on them anymore standing up for us, standing up for free speech, standing up for religious freedom anymore. It's all withering, and it's all being worn away intentionally. And of course,
what's happening is they've got their AI control surveillance grid in place, and they think they've done the public down, and big tech and the big banks are making their move. And whether it's the Vatican or whether it's the Democratic Party or the EU or Hollywood or the Chi-Coms, they're all bowing down to be part of this system. Just like Revelations tells us. I mean, it's happening.
Absolutely. And I think Orwell might have been wrong. I don't think it's applicable to say resistance is futile at this point with respect to the Orwell quote, because look at the fear that they have for Donald Trump.
No, it's spiritual.
Donald
Trump resistance is terrifying. Victory. Even if we get killed, God wants to see the resistance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it does make sense to speak out. That's what they want. They want us not to speak out because we feel they are so big and so, so all powerful that there's no point in resisting them. But you're right. Spiritually, that's the thing they've been trying to destroy for a much longer time than just this whole COVID game. They've been trying to take the spiritual element out of this, take God out of the schools, ban prayer in the schools for a long time. And all of that's starting to come back to roost now in our society. You see them burning the cities, and nobody on the news, even on more conservative shows on Fox and whatnot, nobody seems to be bringing up the question, even if it's true that George Floyd was just absolutely murdered, and that, there was the cops, every one of them was premeditatedly doing this because they're all racist or whatever. Even if it's true, what does it say about our society? That it's now okay for us to go out and burn our own cities down, burn our own neighborhoods down. I would like to know if there's any historians out there who could set a precedent. In the old days of history, you used to go burn the other guy's cities down when you were mad about something. So the morality that is missing, that is conspicuous by its absence, that it's okay to beat people up, to burn down other people's property because you perceive an injustice, because you think that there's racism. Where does this lead? What happens when we decide, well, I feel like there's racism in the other direction, I'm upset about that, I'm going to go down and burn the rest of the city down? I mean, we can really see chaos coming. I don't know, Alex, I don't know if there are enough police to stop this, to police what's happening, if something doesn't happen where we begin once again to police ourselves, if you want to call it the Christian moral code or whatever it is, stealing, lying, murder, these are horrible things in and of themselves. These are sins, If we don't get back to that, I don't know what you think, but I'm not sure that we have enough police in the world to control this.
It's very simple. You've got mega corporations that have armored reservations that are protected and ready. They want to take the rest of the stable world, make it all kill each other to collapse so they can come buy it up for pennies on the dollar. It's a very simple equation because these globalists believe Lucifer's God, or they don't believe in God, some of them, and they think they're not going to pay. There's been no retribution. They haven't gotten in trouble for all the wars they've done, all the genetic engineering, the human-animal clones, all these incredible sins against God's creation and against the people and against his common sense. And so because they haven't been held accountable like Hitler or Stalin or Mao, they're going to push and push and push till they get cut down.
Absolutely. The lack of accountability. You could take it back to the changes that were made from when you and I were boys. We were disciplined. The neighborhood dads aren't going to let you act like a complete, anarchist and wreck things.
No, if I was being a jerk, the neighborhood dad would, grab me and drag me home, which only happened a few times. But, I mean, it definitely went on. Yeah, people weren't wimps.
Right, and that's all changed now. So now there is no accountability. So these modern progressive, even progressive discipline and child raising techniques are also part of the problem. It's a huge.
Well, it's all designed to create collapse. It's in their white papers. They want collapse.
Yeah. And then now you talk about the Great Reset. I mean, the hubris, the arrogance. And we got Dr. Fauci out there. He's obviously 100% with him on this whole thing. That's why he's playing his games with the mask and not the mask and do this and don't. They're distracting us with all these silly little things about
wear a mask when you have sex.
Right. This is a distraction. I'm convinced of it now. It's a distraction. What they want to do is they want to literally reset the entire world. They didn't want to do it incrementally. They wanted to do it at once.
They wanted a giant leap forward. I totally agree. That's what they admit. And this is their big leap. How do we counter it? Fred Hill with Michael Matt. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true. This was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Disconnected from reality, disconnected from the earth. disconnected from just normal activity and normal life. We're going to go back to our guest here in a minute, Michael Matt of RemnantNewspaper.com. I didn't plug last hour. I should have. I'm our own biggest enemy. You know the DMC filed over 50 lawsuits on us. You know I've gotten 43 dismissed, and we're very close to defeating the others on appeals before it ever even goes to their fake trials and their rigged events. But that's taken millions and millions of dollars to do that because they would shut us down in the process and do all sorts of harassing things. They're really pissed. So we're under DDoS attack, hack attacks today. They've got PIs running around threatening my family. They've got dirty tricks going on around the clock. They've got groups and organizations openly saying they want to kill me. I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But if you want to bet your money on a place fighting hard and changing the world and having all these other great voices on and boosting them, this is the mothership. We got a big special going on, $17.76 for all apparel. Some shirts cost me $5. Some shirts cost me $13, $14. And free shipping. So this is basically at cost to sell out all the shirts, to sell them all out. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't know how long we're going to be here with what's going on and with what's unfolding. I mean, I really don't know anymore with how crazy the world's gotten and with what's unfolding and the behind-the-scenes stuff. That's why when I see all this Q stuff about everything's fine, trust the plan, we're winning. Okay, great. Q people are wonderful. Great. All I know is that they're going to flood the election with fake ballots. They're going to try to overthrow Trump. I told you that first. It's not about, oh, I told you, aren't I cool? I'm not in a beauty contest with the Q people. I'm not giving you esoteric stuff that Hillary's going to be arrested in 2017 and there's prison ships with kids on them. We're covering the real stuff, the real issues, and we know it's neck and neck. It's so incredibly close. In fact, I was going to plug here one of the new specials, but I guess I had it lost in my stack here. There's just so much going on. There's just so much unfolding. But you guys reprint me today's new special about the Save InfoWars, Save Yourself, Save the Republic special, because for whatever reason, that's not in my stack here, but it's 50 to 60% off. Here it is. I found it right here. 50 to 60% off. And that's all shirts, all apparel, $17.76. Let me just show me an overhead shot on this if you can do that. Okay? Just show this for folks. That'd be great. Save InfoWars, Save the Republic, Save Yourselves. Super special, up to 60% off, plus free shipping. All shirts available, $17.76, and other apparel, free shipping. 8-pack power stack, 60% off, plus free shipping. X2 back in stock, 50% off, plus free shipping. Find out about the good halogen. Alexa Pure Breeze, 4-stage ion filter. Other leading competitors are like $400, $500. This is $149. That's almost at cost. They make like $30 on it. Ultimate Krill Oil back in stock, selling out fast. That's free shipping as well. And that's what funds us and keeps us on air. They're trying to take our banking accounts. They have taken a lot of them away, as you know. And we're barely here on air. But thanks to you, we're still on air. And I just trust in God. But know that now is the crucible. Going back to the man that heads up Remnant TV and the Remnant newspaper, going back to Michael Matt, what would you call from your own research this period in history? Because I call it the quickening, the acceleration. What would you call this time?
Well, it's interesting from a theological point of view, and I'm not a biblical, you know, scholar, but it does seem to fit the bill for some sort of an apocalypse. It is an apocalypse, absolutely. Is it the apocalypse? Well, that remains to be seen. The way that it's been classically described, or the term that's been used classically in Catholic teaching, is the rise of the Antichrist, the reign of the Antichrist. And when you see the Christophobia that's out there right now, that's not very difficult to entertain as a possibility. And I would say that the things are happening now that fit the bill. I don't know if you how closely your viewers follow what's going on in the Catholic Church, but I really like what you just said in one of your commercials. Don't count on Trump winning here, because we just lived through in the Catholic Church something that's unprecedented in history. Somehow they got rid of the Pope, Alex. They got rid of Pope Benedict XVI, and what was he doing? He was trying to turn the Catholic Church just a little bit back. You might say he was trying to make the Catholic Church Catholic again. And look what happened to him. We still don't know. It's a mystery that we'll probably take to our historians.
He just disappeared in Gandalf's castle.
Absolutely. They got rid of him. They brought in this globalist, and his election was unbelievably quick. And, you know, they're capable of doing things. They're embedded everywhere. So I think the idea of, you know, just saying, oh, Trump's going to win for sure. Don't count on that, man. I don't think they're going to leave it up to the people this time around. And now we got this additional scandal of a guy who claims to be a Catholic, Joe Biden, who is not Catholic in any sense of the word. Lou Holtz just said he's Catholic in name only. And what happens to Coach Lou Holtz? His own university throws him under the bus for saying that. Coach Lou Holtz was absolutely right. Joe Biden is not Catholic. If you're a Catholic and you're watching Alex Jones, please understand, you cannot vote for Joe Biden. You cannot vote for Joe Biden and claim to be a faithful Catholic.
Well, what about hearing Christian groups, also, you know, Catholic groups, other groups, saying that, oh, it's pro-life to have abortion? I mean, they're literally engaged in doublethink here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's just it. The truth, objective truth is gone, Alex. And there's a walking example of that in Joe Biden. You just make up the truth as you go along.
Well, Jesus said you judge a tree by its fruits. Almost everybody I've known that's been a Catholic has been a really nice, hardworking, good person. So, I mean, I'm just a Christian. I just love God. So I'm a Protestant. I'm a Catholic. I'm a whatever. I just love God. And I don't see Catholics as bad people. I see them as people I know that are fighting the New World Order. In fact, I'd say there's an overrepresentation of people that I know fighting the New World Order, fighting who are Catholic, but then I see an overrepresentation of powerful Catholics being for the New World Order, then also see Catholics that are fighting the New World Order who are these cardinals too. So it seems to be a big civil war inside the Catholic Church.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And I absolutely agree with you. There's a huge resurgence of authentic conservative Orthodox Catholicism is coming back. You see examples of that, the return of the old Latin Mass and the return of the old nuns actually dressing like nuns and priests dressing like priests. There's a huge resurgence in Catholicism. I'm the biggest fan of the Catholic Church that there is. I believe it's going to come back and it's going to fight harder than ever. It was, in fact, under Benedict, and they got rid of him. So I think that what the problem is with Catholics is this idea, well, whatever Father says, we must obey because that's the way the Church works. And in normal times, that is the way the Church works. These are not normal times. You can't necessarily obey Cardinal Supich or Cardinal Mahoney or some of these prelates that are extremely left-wing, progressive, and now even globalist. And so it's a shame. It's a sad thing that the Catholics are waking up to this, to the crisis in our own church. But thank God they are waking up, and there's a huge movement now of people that want to come back and take the Catholic Church back from these people. And that is the civil war, as you say, the war that's going on in the church right now. And Catholics need to get involved with that and need to understand. I mean, look at Joe Biden. He's not Catholic, yet he gets to be. Look at Nancy Pelosi. She's not Catholic, yet she says she is. You know what I mean? A lot of the most powerful bad guys in politics right now are dysfunctional, disoriented Catholics who are no longer.
No, I agree. So let me ask you this question. We'll go to break. We got a minute here before. Regardless, let's just have good people take the Catholic Church back over. How does that happen? And what is the fight? Because it's become, every Catholic I know hates this new pope, says he's the Antichrist or the devil's helper. I mean, a bunch of Catholics work here, and a lot of Catholic friends, they hate him everywhere. So, yeah. I mean, he used to, it was like Catholics defending themselves from problems they had. Now it's the Catholics attacking the pope. This is not obviously a pope. He's an imposter. So where does this go?
Well, I think that there's a sort of a protection for the church that comes right from God himself, because we believe God founded our church. So all you really have to do as a Catholic is say, okay, what is Francis saying? And what is on the books? Because the church actually can't change her doctrines. The great deception is, with this thing called neo-Catholicism, is that the church has changed on homosexuality and on abortion. We've become progressive. We're all like Joe Biden. But all they have to do, all anyone has to do, is say, what does the Catholic Church infallibly still teach about these moral issues especially? And you'll find a contradiction between what the men, some
well,
of the
we know that the globalists didn't like the Catholic Church, so they took it over with pedophile rings. And they blackmailed
Absolutely.
Their way into control,
Absolutely.
And now it's all falling. And this new pope's best buddy just got busted running the whole operation. That's how this new pope got in.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
All right, final segment in the third hour. Paul Joseph Watson takes over from Her Britannic Majesty's London, England, coming up. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Remember, this entire broadcast is here in defiance of tyranny, only here because of your support, your word of mouth. So remember that in the fight. You're not just critical. You are the key to everything. Well, I want to have you back up, Michael, Matt, to talk about this further. But just in the main, other topics you want to cover, other points you want to make, you can free flow here and have the floor. Have you answer this question for me? You talk about how the Bible says there's many antichrists, antichrist spirit, but there's a final antichrist. No one can deny this is Mark of the Beast, world government, one world religion stuff we're dealing with now. How can people not wake up as crazy as it's getting and how fast it's moving? Just gut level, what do you expect to see in this election and just other points you'd like to make?
Well, you know, probably along with you, we were pretty lonely when it came to being opposed to the Iraq invasion, for example. We were pretty lonely over at Remnant TV when it came to supporting Donald Trump, who certainly is no daily communicant traditional Catholic, you know. So I think it's interesting to point to now look at who's on the Trump train. There are so many people. It's almost getting hard to find another Trumper in a way compared to the way it used to be. So I would think that's a great sign, because Donald Trump, and I'm sure you as a Christian, you agree, we're not saying he's the second coming of Jesus Christ. We're not saying he's a prophet or he's Daniel or he's Charlemagne. We're saying that this is a businessman. It's a capitalist who's looking at the globalists who obviously want to completely reform, restart, reimagine every part of your life, from education to getting together with your family to business. That's what the reset is. Davos is all about, is having business now worldwide. Nobody gets to opt out of this. Agree to a green solution to the COVID crisis. Of course, they're exploiting. So Donald Trump, he's the businessman. He's the American first guy. We understand his shortcomings. We understand his strengths. Does he want America to be great? Yes. And that's the problem, because if the Great Reset is to happen, if the New World Order is to happen, you can't have the United States on the outside doing its own thing, having its own powerful economy. And that's why they use COVID to wreck its economy, because if America is allowed to stand on its own, you're going to have more Brexit, you're going to have more Hungary, more Poland, where you have nationalist leaders saying, hey, look at America, it's working great, or vice versa, America looking over there and saying, Hungary's doing it here. And you have the chance to undo these people and to upset their apple cart, their New World Order plan. That's what I think the good news is. They're looking at Trump and they're saying this guy could wreck everything. That's why they needed COVID. They needed to shut everything down so they have the restart go into like warp speed. I don't believe that Donald Trump, for example, is going to mandate that we all take vaccines. I really don't. I think that's another metric that he's knocking down. Could even be a placebo vaccine, whatever.
He definitely tricked them to now come out against the vaccine in reverse psychology.
Absolutely. So I think that Trump, you really can't trust him to be what he is. I don't think you should trust him to be the most perfect Christian anyone's ever saw.
Well, he's the enemy of the globalists and their operation. He's the enemy of them. Who God chose for this moment.
Absolutely. And we all need to get behind him and say, if nothing else, we know what Biden's going to do. We know how in bed with the globalists he is. He's going to for sure mandate the stupid mask. He's going to mandate the vaccines and everything else.
Social Did you see the official communist Chinese newspaper came out and endorsed Biden and said his worldview runs parallel to Beijing's quote?
Oh, my gosh, you know, and we're not going to support Trump because we don't like his tweets and we think he's a little mean sometimes. This is crazy, friends. We need to vote for this guy.
No, people like the fact that he's authentic. He said he'd get us out of these wars. He's done it. Now the Pentagon goes, he hates the military because he cares about troops dying. That's an oxymoron.
It's insane. It's insane. Yeah. So I think we need to recognize Trump for what he is. We can get behind this guy because he is America first. He wants the economy strong. And if America is allowed to get strong, we don't know what 4, 5, 6 years going to look like. The New World Order is going to be set back. That's why guys like Soros are so terrified, because he's not going to live much longer, and he knows that if Trump gets 4 more years, it's possible America will be too strong for them to crush America, and therefore they will have the impasse of America to their agenda will be in place. It's very simple.
No, I totally agree.
You need to support Trump.
And they're arrogant on the one side, believing they can defeat America, but Americans are arrogant, thinking America can't be defeated. I mean, I really think we're 55-45 winning right now. We're barely winning. I don't say that to disparage people. I say it because we need to fight now, speak out now, be involved now, pray now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because that's assuming they even leave it up to us. We know they're going to cheat. We know they're going to come up with dead people voting or whatever they're going to do, the mail-in vote.
Well, their tactic is they say they're going to lose and they're going to contest it forever. And that's the official plan.
Yeah. To be putting Pelosi in January. Who knows what's going to happen if. But so what? That all the more so then we need to make sure we do whatever we possibly can, because the only way this might work is if there's a landslide in Trump's
That's
favor.
Right. People should, with early voting, should be taking their grandma, your neighbors, knocking on doors, people you know, taking them to vote. You should be going to vote. And everybody should be poll watching. We should be all active right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, Trump is taking a lot of risks. Look how deep he's diving on things like, you know, the pro-life movement. He doesn't have to go as deep as he is.
No president's marched with pro-life. He did it.
Right. He doesn't have to have Kaylee talk about Margaret Sanger and eugenics and all of that at the RNC. But, you know, that's what they're doing. They're trying to show us they're going to stand with us. So
Trump's showing he's betting on us.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great turn of events for all of us. That's one. That's just a turn of events that we
didn't see happening. Let's look down a very dangerous, dark, stinky path, Michael, Matt, in the last 2 minutes we have. What happens if Trump loses or they're able to steal it? My gosh, it's going to get bad.
Right. And again, I think we should be bracing for that. Honestly, I really do, because I don't think that they're going to do everything they possibly can to not leave it up to us this time.
So I saw Hillary saying they'll use the military, and she had this weird twinkle in her eye, like very confident last week.
Yeah. No, this is going to be ugly. The good news is, and the reason we need to stay on the battlefield here is because, like, you and I'm a traditional Catholic. You're Alex Jones. You're not even a Catholic. We're having these conversations. We need to unite the clans right now. Not theologically, maybe we can't. But if we worship God, we understand the importance of religion. We understand the importance of America. We need to come together, put some of those differences, because we're all at war. Put those differences aside. I don't want to have a debate about the Catholic Church's teaching.
I think Americans have already done that, Michael.
Yeah, exactly. It's time to make that real. Go out there and fight and see what's going to happen. And again, to console ourselves, we're not going to go away. If Biden wins, we have a stronger army right now. Well, folks like yourself, Tucker Carlson, oh my gosh, you know, where did he come from all of a sudden? That's millions and millions of people that are going to be in full-on resistance mode against Biden-Harris if that happens. And of course, Biden's just a tool. I think Biden... They want him to be pointless and useless. I think he is a monument to the U.S. presidency that they're going to tear down in 2021.
I totally agree. They want him to be weak and addled. And like then, just like with the Vatican, have a committee or something. They don't want a president anymore. They don't want a pope anymore. They just want a committee.
From a political point of view, it makes no sense to run this man. So why are they doing it? I think because they need a tool and they need to demonstrate the destruction of the presidency, just like they're doing in Rome right now. They're demonstrating the destruction of the Vatican, of the papacy, in the same way. And I think that's the plan.
They're getting rid of all the old institutions. It's one thing to try to take them over. If they can level them, they see that as real power.
Yeah. So I brace for Biden win, but that doesn't mean it's the end of the war. Either way, it doesn't mean it's the end of the war.
No, we keep fighting. Either way, they lose because God's on our side. If God's with us, who can be against us? Michael Madden, 30 seconds. What's the new production you got coming out? What's the latest thing you're going to be covering?
We're going to talk about this idea that I touched on a little bit at the beginning of the show with you. This idea that when you take morality out of a society, there are not enough police. So we want to use that idea that we really have lost the sense. If I feel like you've aggrieved me, I have the right to beat you up now, to burn down your house, to intimidate your family. Where did this come from? What is happening
to our
nation?
It's very satanic, and it destroys civilization. Only immoral people can be free. All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate your work. Please come back with us again soon.
Thanks, Alex. Keep up the great work.
Amazing. You too. All right. That's Michael Matt, remnantnewspaper.com. All right. Paul Joseph Watson is about to take over. I want to thank Ezra Levant for coming on as well. I want to thank the great crew. So much more to cover tonight. 7 to 9, Deanna Lorraine and others host the new election countdown, 7 to 9 with 55 days out. And boy, when you get excited as an audience and share the links to that live show or tell folks what the local station you're listening to, it gets millions of views. It's about 300,000 views a night without that, but that's okay. Regular show gets millions of views. It's been here 20-something years. The new show is doing great. It's also all posted at election countdown section at band.video. You can't share that link. That's banned on Twitter. But you can share 2020electioncenter.com. So be sure and share that link tonight, 2020electioncenter.com. It's a copy of all the links that are at band.video. And then please remember, we've got great supplements, great nutraceuticals, great T-shirts, great books, great films, great air filtration, great water filtration, and high-quality storable food ready to ship within 1 to 2 weeks in stock, ready to go. Whether Trump wins or loses, I predict massive unrest and insanity and economic problems into the future. This is insurance you can eat for 25 years. It's high quality. It's a very low price. It's the best deal we can find. It's why they're the biggest company. When we first got them 12 years ago, they were not the biggest company. They are now because they're great. InfoWarsStore.com. It's all drop ship right off our servers. High Patriot Supply controls the server part. Takes the orders, gets them out to you. You go right to the queue point you're at. InfoWarsStore.com. Your storable food now while you can. Just as important as firearms and water filtration as well at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, coming up, Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.